Welcome to the Town of Bolton Board of Selectmen, special meeting, accounts payable, Tuesday, April 23rd, 2024, at the Town Hall in Zoom. It is now 6 o'clock. I'd like to call the meeting to order. And number two, we're going to consider an act on the accounts payable.
Mr. Chair, move we adopt the accounts payable.
I'll second.
Is there any discussion? Oh, no.
Oh, I don't remember what page it was on, but there were two payments, one to, they were to two other towns, Willimantic and somebody else for shared service.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are, so the Town of Mansfield, when I talked with John, it's definitely an annual cost for the operation of a mid-year rock hazardous waste facility, which we share costs with, and it is located in the town of Wellington. But if you have household hazardous waste in Bolton, that's where you take it.
Okay.
And the one to the Town of Wyndham, John was not sure if that was quarterly or annual, but that was our cost share of the actual disposal of hazardous materials.
Okay. That looks like it's just quarterly, because this says January 1st through March 31st.
Yeah.
So just following up on that question, the one to the Town of Mansfield says assessment of the facility operational cost. That doesn't mean an assessment like in an evaluation.
Correct.
That means it's the imposition of the cost.
Correct.
Okay. And that, do you have any idea what other towns are paying to be part of that? And how Bolton's share compares to the shares that other towns are paying?
I don't know the answer to that question. I think, so we also had a lawsuit against Mid-Near Rock because one of the people that was transporting hazardous waste from there was disposing it in an unfriendly manner. And we actually settled that lawsuit a couple of years ago, and our share was around $2,500. But my recollection is that it was based on per capita costs, but I can double check on that.
Yeah, it would be interesting to know just whether it's based on size or people.
Yeah, there's quite a few towns, and Wellington is part of it. The Town of Wyndham is part of it, the Town of Scotland is part of it, Town of Mansfield is part of it, Ashford, where I live, is part of it. So there's quite a few towns. It's actually hosted at the Wellington Transfer Station site.
Yeah, I've gone there a few times. It's good, it's a great service to have, and I just want to make sure that with the, you know, just get an understanding of our proportion.
Yep.
Is there any other questions, comments?
Yeah, I have a question. Page 13. The Rec Desk LLC, what is that?
That is a subscription that is used by the rec department.
For what?
I believe that is her computer service. It's her programming.
Scheduling and stuff like that.
Well, people can sign up for basketball and things like that online. And I think that's what that is it allows people to sign up for those extracurricular activities through Rec Desk. But I can definitely get clarification for that.
That's all I had.
And I do have one quick thing to report. There was a question at the last AP meeting about the volume that was taken by We Care Denali the last time. It was a 40-yard dumpster.
Is that like the big green ones you see?
It's a big green one.
So this one is a little bit smaller, I think.
This was, well, and I think the cost is less for brush than it is for stumps and logs.
Oh, okay.
Because it's a lot easier to chip and use for other products.
Does that conclude our question and answer session on the payables? Shall we take a vote? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. That's 6 in favor, 0 opposed, and Pam is not here. All right, so next we're gonna consider an act on a budget transfers. And looks as though we have several.
Well, some of them are for informational purposes. Right, so the $1,000 one is for informational purposes. The $14,000 in the administration budget is from legal to professional and technical, we actually need you to act on.
Is there a motion to transfer that money?
Sure, I'll make a motion that we move $14,000 from legal to the category professional and technical services from the administration budget.
So moved, that's second round.
Is there any discussion?
Sorry, that was the $1,000 one?
No.
Which one are you doing?
$14,000.
Oh, sorry, okay, yep, I don't have a question.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, that's 6-4-0, opposed.
I would like to ask a question about the $1,000 one, though. It's, so it's going from the heating fuel to postage. I just wanna make sure that was the intended direction.
It is.
They're similar.
That's exactly why I was asking.
Well, it's within the same budget. So under buildings and grounds, we have both heating fuel and postage. The buildings and grounds operational budget pays for the postage for our postage machines. And we have used a lot of postage this year, and we're pretty much done with heating season.
Okay.
And he has funding left over, so he's moved it into postage.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Number four, we're gonna consider an act on a bid waiver for road sweeping. So in front of you, you have three number fours, which are the quotes from three different people, I believe. Yep.
So it's quotes from two different, and we're letting, and Sean, you know, letting us know that he's had a very difficult time actually getting people to call him back and give him quotes. But I think I had shared with at least some of you that Capital Sweeping, who we've been using for a number of years, typically has cost us around $12,000 a year. They are out of business. They didn't warn us they were going out of business, but when we contacted them this year, they said, sorry, they're out of business. So that left us trying to find somebody else. And the first person that got back to us was this tri-state, was Air Sweep. And Sean estimated the cost of their service at around $24,000. And then yesterday, it was Friday, he informed me that he had gotten a quote finally from Tri-State Industrial Maintenance, and he believes that if we use the hourly rate of $175 an hour, that this will come in somewhere around $14,000, which is what his anticipation is, based on the amount of time it takes us to sweep the roads.
Is there, yes.
So are we certain this is an or statement and not an and statement on these bullets? Because I was thinking they were, yeah, like they charge, sure it's not.
We can make sure, but yeah, yes. As far as we
We can either charge by the hour or by the mile.
We can certainly make sure of that.
It just doesn't make sense to me.
I know, it's sort of like, and you have to, I would assume you choose ahead.
Well, it's the same as a contractor giving you time and material versus a contract, right? You have the option. Except as usually not to exceed.
How many miles of road do we have?
So it's not unusual.
How many miles do we have? 16?
No, I think it's like 45.
Forty-two or forty-three, yeah. Yeah, we do it all. But some of them, it's, there's hardly anything to pick up, so they just move right along.
Yep.
And that's why it's, it is.
The hours.
For ES, because there's a low amount of material, so going hourly is really the most cost effective.
It typically takes about 2 weeks to get everything done.
Yeah.
And we provide a dump truck and a water truck, which we've always done.
We've done that.
So are we working along with that?
Yes.
Hourly is the way to go then, right?
That's right. Yes, well, okay. Do we have a motion? Do we need a motion for this, or?
It seems like.
So we, we really don't have time to go out to bid for this.
Right.
Because we're already late starting, because we've just really struggled to find somebody. So if the board is amenable, we would appreciate under the bid ordinance, be granting a bid waiver and allowing us to move forward with a contract with.
Tri-State Industrial.
Tri-State Industrial, with the caveat that it is $175 an hour or $455 a mile.
I will make a motion that the board waive the bid waiver and accept the two bids on hand, as a result of Sean not hearing back from three other entities, and that the board accept Tri-State Industrial Maintenance's quote at the $175 per hour rate, assuming that it is possible just to do the hourly rate.
I'll second your motion.
Any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
That's six yes, zero opposed.
You are cruising.
Now we're going to consider and possibly act on the Connecticut Siting Council hearing in reference to solar farm installation at 250 Carter Road, Manchester.
You skipped one.
But I think I'm going to back up. We're going to discuss, have a discussion and possible action on next steps with the Municipal Center building demolition. So that's going to go, do you want to run this around a little bit?
Sure. So, you know, we did, you know, we met, we talked, you know, as a board after we opened the bids. And I think, you know, what we decided was that we would, you asked me to give both of these bidders a call and let them know that based on the number of unknowns and the pricing, that we weren't able to move forward with accepting either bid. And according to our RFP, that we also were required to send them a letter. We sent both of them letters. Had very good conversations with both of them. You know, I told them that what I thought we would probably be moving forward to do is to eliminate some of the unknowns so that we could, you know, get the prices a bit tighter than we have them right now. And that, you know, if they were interested and we decided to go out to bid for the testing so that we could, you know, define that a little bit better, because that's really the biggest unknown we have, that they would be welcome to bid on that process.
So we would, since it's on the agenda, we could move to go out to bid for the environmental impact study, and that would include an estimated, as far as the study, a cost to correct.
I think we're going to test.
Well, you need testing, but wouldn't they also come back with an estimate of the remediation as well? That's what I'm wondering.
So you could end up with. So I don't think the word you used at first, the environmental
remediation.
What we need is testing to determine what's contaminated and the extent of the contamination. But we could have two different companies. So the company that does the testing may not be the company that does remediation.
So the first thing is to do the testing.
So the first next step, I believe, is to get the testing done.
You need a motion then to.
And then, you know, I think one of the things you have to, you know, consider is, do you want us to just collect prices from firms and then look at them, or do you want us to actually go through the bid process and go out to bid?
What we did before, we invited, right?
That's a three to
contacted various.
So we contacted various vendors, but we also went out to bid. We put it on the town website, we put it in the newspaper. So we did legitimately go out to bid for the last project.
This would be much more specific, so we can much easier find specific people.
Yep.
we're not looking for general contractors, we're looking for people who do testing.
So.
We have a short list of names for that.
So, okay, the question is, if you did it, if you put out for bid, you notify specific outlets that it's going for bid?
So we would put it in the newspaper, we'd put it on the town website, and then, you know, it doesn't stop us from calling people and say, hey, the RFP's out there, if you'd like to bid, you know, feel free.
So what kind of timeframe would we?
That's probably, you know, so it would probably take us a week or so to pull things together, to write the RFP and get it posted, probably 3 more days to get it in the newspaper. And then we'll probably have to have another walkthrough, so we're probably looking at 4 weeks.
Okay, well, that's kind of what we were originally thinking.
Can we just schedule it so that they walk through at their convenience with a phone call or a predetermined schedule, not all together?
We could write the RFP saying that we're available, you know, for them to view the facility between X hours on X days, and they have to schedule their appointment.
Does it matter if they don't all hear the same thing?
That would be the concern.
Right.
Yeah, as opposed to everybody seeing the same thing and everybody.
At the same time, the same person.
I know, I would see it as already being written on the request for.
Well, but if they ask questions, then we, you know.
You'd have to kind of put it out in like an amendment to the bid.
Right. We'd have to keep track of all of those questions and post the answers to all of those questions.
Yes. That's the problem.
It would be easier to do it all at once.
Okay, Tim.
I think there's a lot of brain power on this board, and it might not be the normal operations procedures, but I feel like it would be helpful to just make sure that we're really clear and on the same page as what's included in this RFP, as in what's the deliverable from the engineer that we select, so that we really get it right and make sure that we don't have to go back again and just do it one time. And I don't even know if that's possible, or if it would take 2 times longer because now we're deliberating, but.
I agree with that. I think the more specific the RFP is, the better estimates we're going to get, and people are going to know exactly what they've got to provide to us. So, I agree.
So I guess that would be in how you draft the bid, rather than in the form of any motion.
Perhaps the bid RFP could be drafted prior to our next meeting, and then we could have time to review it and then make suggestions.
Yeah, this kind of falls into our.
I would prefer to, my preference would be, if we're going to do that, we should have a meeting of the Facilities and Public Safety Subcommittee to look at.
Okay.
Amanda.
Yeah, I know I missed that meeting, but I've been caught up a little bit. And my concern is the timeline, right? Like, I don't want to leave $1 million on the table because we can't make this happen in a timely manner. Like, I know we want it to be thorough. I mean, I think if we can get it and review it and have a special meeting, that would be better.
The subcommittee is the right way to go, and that's what a committee exists for, right? I believe the contract needs to be completed by the end of the year, not the actual project.
I've got to get clarification on that, because I've heard both.
Gotcha.
If I may, Mr. Chairman.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
So if you're concerned about the timeline, the other option is that we go out and we call a bunch of people, we get them to come in individually, we get them to give us prices, and you waive the bid process and you pick a price. That is an option.
That almost sounds like it would take longer though.
This is no.
No.
I guess I'm not familiar with the bid ordinance. It's there for a reason, and if we if it's too easy to waive, that makes me a little uneasy, just not knowing what the language of it says. I understand expediency is really important here, but I also think that we need to pay attention to what that process is and how much flexibility there is. Are you calling it up, Amanda?
I was trying to. And sorry.
Go ahead.
The CAP or CROG doesn't have a list that we could potentially use?
Not
for this.
No.
I've acquired a fairly significant list.
You can get a list really quick.
Yes, from.
We've been working on this since we made the decision not to move forward to select either bidder based on the contracts that were offered.
What's the, in the bid ordinance, what's the like minimum that you have to, that requires you to go out to bid?
I want to say it's 25,000. I review it every time I have to, but.
I think we need to, Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I think it seems like it's important to have a pretty specific list of requirements and deliverables, because we kind of tried the open-ended thing and ended up having to revert. You know, because somebody's going to have a different scope than the next guy if they don't have an RFP.
So I think there's two different questions going on here. One is the scope of work.
Mm-hmm.
Wants to be specific, and then the next question is the bid waiver, right? Mm-hmm. So there's two. So if we have a scope, do we want to get over the bid waiver?
So you could have an RFP scope, but then you don't have to have an official bid.
Right.
Well, it wouldn't be an RFP scope; it would be a scope of work.
Scope, right. Performance scope, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay. So,
and you could invite bids. I mean.
This seems like a less complex RFP than the last one, because
it is.
Yeah.
What's
right,
small
like we
piece.
Know what we're asking.
It's very small
piece.
Compared to the
right.
whole project, it's
right.
very small.
And
it's
it will make the other RFP more clear when
yep.
we go back out.
Okay.
And we learned quite a bit from the process that we went through.
Yeah.
Sure.
We really did. And I think that is to our advantage at this point.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hauling this over in my rather tired brain, but so.
Do we have any idea what this is going to cost?
No.
Not any idea?
No. But
for testing.
The thing of it is, this is the first step that has to be done, whatever. I mean, that's without this, you can't go forward. And you need this for a determination how far you can go. And with the money.
Right, I guess we're assuming it's over 25,000.
I don't think we know, right?
Because that's the big.
I think it's less than 50 and over 25.
Yeah.
Based on just looking at the line items on the proposals that we received, and the first line item, which included testing at 93,000, also included a lot of other things in that number. And in discussion with the owner, he said that's not just the testing. So,
and I will say this, in my conversations with both contractors, they thought that they could bring the project in on budget, but they obviously can't promise that until the testing is done, right? And you know, one gave us worst case scenario, right? The bid that was in excess of $2 million, that was worst case scenario from his perspective.
Yeah.
And the other bid had a lot of exclusions.
Are we trying to use the ARPA money to pay for this? Because if so, I don't know that we can waive the bid process.
We have to follow our purchasing policy.
Oh, that's what it says?
Yes.
That's good.
I'd still, I don't know, using federal state dollars passed through the state and all the auditing that's been happening lately. I don't know. I'm hesitant to forego a bid process. But
so before any department, commission, officer, or employee of the town or board of education shall make any expenditure or purchase of a piece of equipment or enter into a contract for services in excess of 25,000. This is the third section down mm-hmm. though. A competitive sealed bidding process shall be conducted under such rules and regulations as the Board of Selectmen or Board of Education, as the case may establish. Either of said boards may waive the requirements of competitive bidding when, in its opinion, the circumstances of a particular case and the best interest of the town should permit its waiver, and the majority of the board awarding the bid so states in writing, noting justification of the waiver. So it does sound like we can do it.
Yeah, it fits into that. Exactly what it is.
It doesn't say anything about the source of the funds being, I hear your concern.
We're still getting competitive.
They would be written.
They would have to give us written quotes, yes.
Yeah, no.
We would develop a scope of work,
right.
and then they would have to give us written quotes. In either circumstance, whether you consider waiving the bids or whether it's an RFP, it would be a written quote.
Is it, I'm sorry.
Go ahead, no, go ahead.
In your experience, are the testers always different from the people who do the remediation, or are they often the same?
They're usually different.
Usually different, because that's too bad, because it'd be streamlined if we could just put the RFP out for both the testing and the.
Totally different class of people.
Oh, yes, okay.
Yeah, because the guys that do the work hire these guys.
Yeah, the remediation will be part of the construction process, so that would be.
It could be. You can actually hire a remediation company.
The testing agencies usually have engineers, and the remediation are just, they're contractors.
Right.
That have specialized training, but they're contractors.
They put plastic around the building, they put their suits on, they go in, you know, they're.
TLC is, it's great.
Many languages spoken in those.
Oh.
Projects.
Okay. So I definitely am concerned about timing, but I feel like we need to get these questions.
This is very important to get the testing underway.
Yeah.
Is there a motion needed?
Yes.
All right, well, I'll take a shot at it. Why not? All right, I move that we waive the bid process in the selection of a engineering firm to complete testing on the Notch Road Municipal Facility. And we create a detailed scope of work within the subcommittee to then bring to approval at the Board of Selectmen next meeting. Is that how it works?
That's four.
Yeah, in 2 weeks.
Two concerns with the motion.
All right, somebody else make one.
Well, it might not be an engineering firm. It'd be a testing agency.
Okay, right.
And you'd have to put your reason for the bid waiver on the record.
Gotcha. Amanda, why don't you give it a try?
You have to either revoke your motion or amend it.
I will revoke my motion.
Well, nobody seconded it, so just, you're good. You don't have to worry about it.
I make a motion that we waive the bid process for the environmental testing of the Notch Road Municipal Building for the purpose of expediency, so that we can ensure we are able to spend the ARPA dollars that we have available to us for this project, and that instead we create a detailed scope of work and request bids from specific entities that we reach out to.
I think that covers everything. I'll second your motion. No, why don't you second it?
I will second Amanda's beautiful motion.
You were the initiator. She put your thoughts in words.
Excellent. Is there any other discussion on this?
So is it going to go to the subcommittee?
We're gonna set a subcommittee meeting.
Okay.
But all in favor?
Aye.
That's 6 yes, 0 no's. Motion moves forward. So now we're going back to the number 6. Consider and possibly act on Connecticut Siting Council hearing reference to solar farm installation at 250 Carter Road in Manchester. So Carter Street in Manchester. So the Siting Council has granted us and we have to have our
written testimony end on the 24th,
which is Thursday.
Oh, is that it?
And we were basically just going to copy the letter that we got from, is it Beth? No.
Oh, the group.
The leader of the
Fran.
Fran was the one that came to speak, but she was not the
leader.
The lady that was ill actually wrote the letter.
And she had given us the 2-page letter with 7 different reasons why.
But the actual.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The evidentiary hearing and public comment session is not until Thursday, May 2nd.
May 2nd, right, but.
Yeah.
The deadline for submitting your testimony.
So you can't participate in the public comment section if you don't submit in advance, is that?
I'm not sure that's, it's not, I don't think it's clear on that.
Because sometimes, the ones I've gone to, it's been both ways, so you never know. Because I.
Yeah.
So if you submit it on paper, they have it, and it's submitted.
And they have a notice posted on the property, went by today.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, a big billboard noticing the hearing.
And if you sit and wait at the hearing, you have no idea.
Oh, right, you're at the end of the line.
But it's by Zoom.
By what?
By what?
It's by Zoom, the hearing is by Zoom, yeah.
Oh, right, yeah, well, I mean, you don't know how long you're gonna be sitting there.
Although it is, it looks like this one is the first one on that May 2nd meeting.
I mean, you got 30, I think Rodney's point is you got 30 people testify.
Oh, obviously, I'm so used to state things where there's 200 people.
That's why you wanna get it in so that you're there.
Last time I testified at a state hearing, it was 11 o'clock.
So you put it in front of them.
And I was on the call at 10 o'clock in the morning when I started.
And in reality, Manchester's the one that's gonna be doing the bulk of the work, so.
Are they? Have we heard that from them?
I was talking to Fran today, and they've got like five different committees they've formed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So what is our decision?
You talked with the mayor too, right, in Manchester?
I talked with him too, yep, and they have sighting on this too, or standing, so they'll be participating.
So are we taking a position on this, or what is our?
We're opposing it, right.
We're opposing it based on the environmental issues that were presented in that letter.
But we're not, we never as a board made that decision, that we just requested. We just requested a hearing so that our residents who had concerns could voice their concerns.
Yeah.
And I think us taking a stance is very different than that.
Yeah, I agree with that. I actually am not ready to take a stance. I should have gone to look at the site today, but I didn't, but I wouldn't wanna take a vote on it without actually seeing the site.
So my opinion, and for what it's worth, just for you guys to think about and chat about, is that the real issue here is that the company that wants to build this solar array was trying to take jurisdiction away from the town of Manchester. And so my opinion is that that should not happen. That if the town of Manchester has jurisdiction, the folks who live locally really will have the opportunity to have their testimony heard by the local officials who can make a decision based on local issues and local results.
It can happen in Florida.
And I would be in favor of potentially voting that we agree with that, that the siting council should not take away the power, you know, they shouldn't grant the waiver that this group is asking for.
Right.
To the local jurisdiction, but I'm not willing, I don't think I can take a stance on whether the.
Well, that one, yeah, it doesn't take a stand, but it takes the stand of where the authority should be.
Isn't that a legislative act that they're working on now?
What's up?
That taking away some of the power of the siting council.
Yeah, but the time that goes taking effect, it'll be, if they pass it.
This is on the, I'm sorry, Mark.
No, we just say by the time they pass that, it wouldn't go into effect till October 1st.
And this is a very sneaky thing that they're trying to do.
Absolutely.
And they're doing it twice on this just year.
Yeah.
Because they think they're trying to get away, they probably got away with it before.
Yep.
Should be in the town's jurisdiction.
So.
Because they're trying to get financial gain by avoiding prevailing wage, by keeping it below 1 megawatt. So they're trying to gain financially on that end, and approval-wise, by going to the siting council.
Your board clerk has a hand up.
Yes.
I was just looking at the literature that was sent in regards to this, and I'm reading it as they're waiving exclusion from the Connecticut Siting Council jurisdiction, not the town.
Correct.
Yeah.
Because it's supposed to be in the town, they want to go to siting council. They're supposed to be excluded from the siting council, but they want to be under the siting council's jurisdiction.
Okay, thanks.
Yep.
Thank you. So I guess our consideration is considered and the act is to do nothing at this point?
Well, I would be willing to oppose the exclusion from the siting council, meaning wanting to put the jurisdiction back in the hands of the Manchester, in Manchester.
That's the part that we can vote on and support, and that's the key issue. Doesn't take a stand whether it's pro or not, but it should go out of it, out. It should not be the siting council. It should be the local authorities that decide that issue.
One thing I don't understand, though, is that has the siting council ruled on that yet? Because it says notice of election to waive exclusion. So it's a notice of an election. So I don't know, maybe you know this. I mean, you know, has the election already happened to take it out of the Manchester's jurisdiction? Or is that something that the siting council is going to be deciding on?
I think that's what they're deciding.
That's what they're deciding on.
Election is an interesting word, though.
We don't want them to waive the exclusion.
Michelle probably knows something.
Yeah, I mean, election almost makes it sound like the applicant has the choice. You can either elect to do this or you can elect to do that.
Right.
So I don't know what the status is.
Well, it's out of our hands.
Could we make a motion to we support the removal of the proposal from the siting council to be for the jurisdiction to go back to the community, town of Manchester?
Remove the petition number 1609. From the siting council.
Yep.
Did you make a motion?
I'm sorry?
Did you make a motion?
Kind of yes.
Oh.
He didn't say I moved.
Okay.
He had the right
language. I would like.
Back.
So I'll second it.
Two.
Okay. You got it?
Okay.
And I'd like to bring up one other piece of information here, and it's also a petition for a declaratory ruling for the proposed construction. So, well, okay, so I see. So this is saying there's two pieces to it, maybe. Who's got the jurisdiction over it, and then whether it's going to be...
Right, if you move the jurisdiction, the bottom part is moot.
Okay. Any other discussion on that motion? It was made by Bob, seconded by Amanda. All in favor?
Aye.
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 That's 6 yes, 0 no. So
we'll get that done.
We'll get that. Okay.
And should we put this? Sorry.
Go ahead.
Should we put this in the next bulletin at all to let residents know that this is happening, and like a link where they can check it out in case they want to know? Or you think everybody that's impacted by it already knows about it?
Well, I think everybody that's impacted, you know, is already knows about it.
Already
the
been
group
talking
is
to each other.
The group is very well organized.
Yeah, neighbors do.
I hope it's clear, though, that we are not, as a board, taking a stand on whether it should be constructed. We're only taking a stand on
that's because the motion doesn't even suggest opposing or approving the proposal.
Well, you know, that, and I think that stand, you know, that if it goes back to the town of Manchester, then there's a public hearing that's readily accessible to the local communities and the people that are impacted by it. And they'll have their opportunity to go speak in favor or against, you know, based on, you know, their convictions and how they believe it's going to affect them and their neighborhood. And I think that's important.
All right. Shall we move on to number 7?
I make a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. 6 yes.
Gotcha.
Did I lend a
favorite motion?
How many of those motions have you said?
We don't.